What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
I live in District 4, which consists of 30 small communities in northeastern South Dakota. The little towns I represent range in population from 16 to 3,300. My four counties are Grant, rural Coddington, and Brookings counties, and Dual County. It's a very rural agriculture and small community-centered district.
Now, discuss some major issues and topics you want the legislature to address.
I'm a candidate who really cares about people and their quality of life. As a former teacher and school board member, I have and will continue to support legislation that adequately funds public education in South Dakota. After listening to constituents discuss health care, wages, and employment, I'm a supporter of Medicaid expansion, of getting and keeping all of our citizens well. Added to that list are land and water conservation issues, and I'm also very concerned about discrimination bills that have been introduced in the past.
Now, what legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with all that?
A former wise legislator once told me that defeating bad legislation is just as important as supporting good legislation. And that's one of my goals, helping to defeat bills that are discriminatory or that affect people or communities in a negative way. I think the new education funding bill needs to be tweaked a bit to make sure that school districts aren't hurt by the new funding formula. I believe in Medicaid expansion. I think that needs to be discussed and legislation needs to be passed to implement it in our state. It's a win-win for our citizens and the state's economy. I would like to see more effort put forth for water and land conservation practices, such as Senator Peterson's buffer strip bill that was vetoed by the governor. I will be a legislator who works for my people, no matter from what side of the aisle the bill starts. All issues are people issues, and not necessarily Democratic or Republican.